Everyone, welcome to Beauty Farm 2024 interim results announcement. Now we have Beauty Farm's Director of Investor Relations, Mrs. Lu Ping, to host this conference. Please welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Beauty Farm 2024 interim results announcement. The senior management present here include Chairman of the Board, Mr. Li Yang, Vice Chairman and CEO, Mr. Lian Songyong, and Board Secretary and CFO, Mrs. Zhou Min. Before we begin, we'd like to remind you that today's meeting may have forward-looking statements and actual results might differ. Some financial measures discussed today are non-IFRS compliant and are for comparison purposes only. For definitions and comparisons of non-IFRS and IFRS measures, please refer to our 2024 interim results announcement. Unless otherwise specified, the unit is RMB. In today's call, the first part is management speech, and the second part is Q&A. Next, let's welcome our Vice Chairman and CEO, Mr. Lian Songyong, to speak.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lian Songyong, and welcome to Beauty Farm 2024 interim results announcement. 2024 has been a year full of opportunities and challenges in the macroeconomy. Each of us is a participant in the cycle. When there is a tailwind, we go with the flow. When there is a headwind, we swim against the current, which is a strategy we have been adhering to. This year also marks the 31st anniversary of Beauty Farm. 30+1 years history has witnessed our determination. We hope that what remains unchanged is the pursuit of usefulness and immortality, regardless of changes in the external environment. We believe that the outlook for the beauty and health sector in the next decade will remain optimistic and promising. In the first half of the year, we announced the big news of acquiring a 70% stake in the core assets of Guangzhou Naturaid for $350 million, covering a restructured portfolio of 75 smart beauty salons in Guangzhou and Shenzhen. It is the largest acquisition in the Chinese beauty industry in 2024. We have just made a formal announcement that from September the 1st, in addition to the original 75 stores in Guangzhou and Shenzhen, Beauty Farm will acquire an additional 75 Naturaid stores in 7 cities, including Dongguan, Foshan, Zhuhai, and Wuhan, by way of franchising. Our group will fully integrate Naturaid's 150 stores, significantly enhancing our group's wellness business. After the acquisition, the revenue contributed by Naturaid's direct and franchised operations will be formally consolidated, and the contribution to the group's financial results will be reflected from the second half of 2024 onwards. Following this acquisition, with the full integration of the new brand, we have once again upgraded our business model and unveiled a major strategy at group level. Let me take a moment to share it piece by piece. First, we upgrade our business model. 10 years ago, we put forward an innovative dual beauty business model, which has successfully built us into China's largest pre-beauty business group with beauty, aesthetic medical service, and sub-health medical service. Following the acquisition of Naturaid, the group's cornerstone business traffic portal has expanded from beauty care to beauty care plus wellness care, adding the wellness care segment with Naturaid as the core and increasing 75 direct stores, up 38% compared to last year's year end. In H1, there were 34,000 direct members, representing a 42% increase in the group's membership. As a result, we formally upgrade our dual beauty model to dual beauty plus dual wellness, further widening the traffic gateway to the wellness sector. On this basis, we will continue to
explore the value-added needs of our customers in aesthetic and sub-health medical services, turning from meeting the three needs of one customer to meeting the four needs of two customers, thus creating new space for the future revenue growth of the beauty and health ecosystem. Secondly, adhere to the growth strategy of internal growth plus external expansion. From H2 2023, due to changes in the market environment, we see the trend of situation on the supply side of beauty salons. It's expected that in the next 2 years, the beauty and wellness industry will remain in the stage of a stock market. The saturation and phase-outs will become more obvious. Leading brands will continue to gain market share by virtue of their strong brand influence, product R&D, and sound corporate governance. Therefore, we position M&A as a group-level strategy through which we will accelerate the process of industry integration. We have over 10 years of experience in M&A. So far, we've completed more than 30 acquisitions. By doing so, we've increased the economic value of a single customer through wellness resources. Going forward, our M&A strategy will focus on three main types of opportunities. First, enrich the brand metrics. Currently, our group has 5 brands. Bella Spa and Naturate have been incorporated into our group through acquisitions. In the future, we will continue to seek major M&A opportunities to open up traffic channels and expand our categories so as to inject new energy into the beauty and wellness business metrics. For example, we made a strategic investment in Palace Bar in 2016 by integrating healthcare resources, improving store efficiencies. We've seen the brand revenues doubling for years. Another example is Naturate. Acquired in March, over the past 5 months, revenues have gradually stabilized. The team is working to streamline, adjust, and integrate, with efficiency gains gradually becoming apparent. Second, expand membership assets. Our strategy is to deepen our roots and increase the density of beauty and wellness members in China's core cities through internal growth plus acquisition of local member assets, coupled with introduction of medical resources for added value, ultimately completing the upgrading of the revenue scale. Take Xi'an as an example. We acquired franchise stores in Xi'an in 2020. We acquired White Lotus, a local brand in Xi'an in 2021, and opened a dual medical clinic of cell care and neurology in 2022. Earlier this year, we landed our flagship store in Xi'an SKP, marking our official entry into the local high-end dual beauty sector. Thanks to superior brand strength and localized operation, our annual revenue in Xi'an is now over 100 million, ranking 5th in China, tripling within 5 years. Xi'an's success has also been replicated in Wuhan, Chengdu, Chongqing, and other cities, which together make up our network of directly operated cities that rank top 10 in terms of revenue. Third, receive the old salon supply. Some beauty brands have exited the market due to changes in the economic environment, and we selectively take over the membership assets in our directly managed cities after professional assessment to supplement our membership. In H1 this year, we took over a number of beauty salons and attempted to integrate overlapping clientele. We have established a set of valuation return models to track post-acquisition data and continue to polish our post-acquisition SOPs to make the integration handover smoother. Beauty Farm is one of the few current industry consolidators in the beauty industry, forging strong post-acquisition integration over the past decade. we rely on our strong customer operation capability and advanced digital system to enhance operational efficiency and combine it with our medical value-added service to increase the value of individual users. Going forward, we will actively seek and capture potential M&A opportunities in the industry and accelerate the pace of acquisition. After the two major strategic changes, let's review our H1 performance. In H1 this year, our revenue reached 1.14 billion, up 9.7% year-on-year. Among them, the cornerstone business, beauty and wellness, bucked the trend and achieved a revenue of 620 million, up 13.6%, mainly thanks to the growth in single-store revenue. Among the value-added business, aesthetic medical service revenue was 440 million, up slightly, and sub-health medical business performed well with 73.95 million revenue, up 50%. The increase in revenue scale and improved efficiency drove gross profit margin up by 0.8 percentage points to 47%. Revenue growth stems from traffic growth, with Beauty Farm's direct store traffic reaching 685,000 in H1, up 12% YOY. The number of active members in direct stores reached 82,000, up 10%, and the annual retention of active members was 79%. The average spending per direct store member was 12,600, and the average frequency of store visits was 6.4 times. In terms of value-added business penetration, we converted more beauty and wellness members into high-margin value-added business customers. 24.3% of our beauty and wellness members spent on aesthetic or sub-health medical services, up 0.9 percentage points. Our franchised stores served 31,000 active members, up 5% year-on-year. In terms of internal growth, as of June the 30th this year, our total number of stores increased to 408, of which 201 were direct and the 207 were franchised. After the consolidation of NaturRate in H2, 150 more stores will be added. The total number of our group will exceed 558. In terms of store expansion, we are more concerned about the high-quality growth of store revenue and operational efficiency than the growth of store numbers. We will continue to expand stores of strategic brand significance. Next, I will introduce to you our three main businesses. First, beauty and wellness services. It is our cornerstone business. In August 2024, Beauty Farm was awarded the number one brand of high-end beauty services in China market certification by Sullivan, signifying its leading position in China. In H1, our revenue from beauty and wellness services bucked the trend, reached 620 million, a 14% increase. Revenue from direct stores was 560 million, up 11%. Revenue from the franchise grew significantly by 44% to 58 million. Gross profit margin for beauty and wellness services exceeded 40% for the first time in H1, reaching 40.3%, up 1.6 percentage points. Beauty and wellness services are an important traffic gateway for Tree Beauty business. We have increased the membership through refinement operations and member asset acquisitions. In H1, our active members in direct stores of beauty and wellness business reached 79,000, up 10%. Each active member visited stores 6 times per half year and 1 per month on average. The average per capita spending in H1 was 6,771, showing strong consumption willingness among mid to high-end customers. Meanwhile, we have a deep insight into the wellness needs. In H1, we reached a strategic cooperation with France LPG and exclusively customized the LPG Beauty Farm Plus program for our customers, which has soon become a popular product and achieved 60% of its 100 million annual sales target in just 2 months. In May, Naturaid celebrated its 17th anniversary and was awarded the certification of China's number one intelligent beauty brand. In H2, with the addition of Naturaid to our metrics, our strength in wellness will be significantly upgraded. In terms of aesthetic medical services, starting from H2 2023, we observed increased competition in this sector. Information published by the National Health Commission confirms our observation that the number of specialized aesthetic medical institutions in China had reached 19,880 as of June the 30th this year, up 28% year-on-year. In H1, our revenue amounted to 441 million, with a gross margin of 55.1%, which was flat year-on-year. In 2024, there were 19,000 active aesthetic medical members, up 12%, and member penetration from beauty and wellness services to aesthetic and sub-health reached 24.3%, up 0.9 percentage points. Each member spent an average of 23,000 yuan in the half year, with an average of 2 visits and a strong spending power. Aesthetic medical industry has moved towards user refinement operation. We have made customer stratification analysis for aesthetic medical members. There are two findings. First, our core customers were stable. The number of VIP customers and unit price both increased, indicating that there is strong demand and spending power. On the flip side, the number of basic customers continued to grow with a declined unit price. The consumption of them was affected by the macro economy. Second, at present, a certain number of self-care customers still accept only dermatology-based aesthetic treatment. In H1, we conducted a price sensitivity test for non-invasive lifting. The number of members increased by more than 30%, adding new aesthetic medical customers. Therefore, in terms of strategy, in H2, we will continue to expand our customer base, build up customer loyalty to self-care. In addition, we will create a non-invasive experience program for basic customers so as to secure their budgets for upgrading the aesthetic medical needs. Meanwhile, we will continue to extend our services to high-end VIP customers so as to enhance the loyalty of high-end ones. Aesthetic medical care combines both medical technology attributes and aesthetic values. Self-care has built an aesthetic system exclusive to beauty farm customers. 8 years ago, it originated Hanzo Aesthetics, absorbed the market trend of hot flights and shadow folding concepts, upgraded it, marking the maturity of self-care system. A high-level aesthetic experience needs to be provided by top doctors. As of June the 30th, it has brought together 60 experts with comprehensive microplastic surgery and dermatology expertise to form a strong expert team. Training remains a strategic direction. The fifth elite doctor technical training was successfully completed in April, and as of June the 30th, we trained a total of 23 dermatologists. Finally, look at our sub-health medical services. In H1 2024, sub-health medical services generated revenues of 74 million, a sharp increase of 50% worldwide. In H1, there were 3,627 active sub-health members, up 34%. Per capita spending of them was 15,000, up 2,835 year-year. And member penetration rates increased to 5%, up 1.8 percentage points. As of June the 30th, the number of healthcare outlets grew to 9. With the rise of women's self-awareness, they start to care about their health in all aspects. Demand for gynecological anti-aging has risen rapidly. Solutions on the supply side are relatively scarce. Public hospitals mainly focus on patients' disease treatment needs due to resource constraints, while other institutions tend to provide a single appearance improvement solution based on dermatology or plastic surgery. From a customer perspective, however, the potential needs are often not adequately communicated upwards, and healthcare organizations generally lack effective communication channels with customers. Since its inception in 2021, Neology Women's Special Care Center has focused on providing comprehensive gynecological anti-aging services based on theories and diagnosed by professional gynecologists. Our care center provides personalized one-stop anti-aging solutions. In H1, the center's revenue grew by more than 200% year-on-year. To date, over 4,000 customers have experienced women's care services with a conversion rate of 84% after the first visit. The comfortable and effective medical services have led to a strong repurchase intention of 70%. The Women's Special Care Center has become a new growth engine. These are our three main businesses, and I will now share with you the group's progress in digitalization. First, we firmly believe that it is a core infrastructure for modern business. We are pleased to see the investment in digitalization has achieved great results. We reconfirm that digital department is not a cost center, but our revenue center. In terms of customer O&M, we put online some customer-tiered operations force. The number of new customers activated and converted through private domain tools such as Enterprise WeChat and Mini Program accounted for 1/3 of new customers. With the public domain, customer acquisition cost going up, private domain reduced the group's acquisition costs. In H1, the self-developed digital system of the aesthetic medical business was finally online, which will be better connected with the beauty business system to provide infrastructure for our dual beauty penetration in the future. Looking ahead, the beauty industry is in a new round of transformation. With challenges come opportunities. No matter how the environment changes, improving efficiency and ensuring healthy growth is always our core goal. We will continue to uphold the concept of customer-oriented, giving full play to the advantages of our business model, fully execute the dual-will strategy of internal and external growth to pursue sustainable growth and create long-term value for our customers, shareholders, employees, and society. That's all for my sharing. Then I'd like to invite our CFO, Mrs. Zhou Ming, to introduce the group's financial progress. Thank you, Mr. Lian. Hello, everyone. Let me share our financial performance in the first half of 2024. During this period, the beauty and wellness industry faced many challenges, but Beauty Farm, as a leader in the industry, still showed excellent revenue growth and a solid financial profile. Our total revenue increased 10% YoY to 1.14 billion. Among them, revenue from beauty and wellness grew 14% to 620 million. Direct stores grew 11% to 560 million, mainly from a 9.3% increase in single store revenue. While franchise revenue jumped 44% to 58 million, mainly due to the expansion of our franchise network and the addition of new wellness equipment sales this year. Revenue from aesthetic medical services achieved 440 million, unchanged from the same period last year. Aesthetic medical active membership reached 19,000, up 12%, thanks to an increase in our member penetration rate, reaching 24.3%, up 0.9 percentage points. Revenue from sub-health medical services increased by 50% to 74 million due to our continued insight into customer needs and the provision of a gynecological anti-aging solution, up more than 200% in revenue from the Women's Special Care Center. Revenue scale upgrade increased gross profit margin. Gross profit amounted to 513 million, an increase of 11.7%. Margin increased to 47%, a net increase of 0.84 percentage points. This was mainly due to the scale effect of labor and rent from revenue growth, which enabled us to maintain excellent growth, profit and margin levels. Specifically, the gross margin of beauty and wellness service direct stores was 38.8%, up 1.6 percentage points YOY. The core is the expansion of single store scale and improvement in operational efficiency. The franchise gross margin was 55.4%, ushering more excellent franchisees to join our company and expanding the sale of equipment to promote the development of the wellness service category. For aesthetic medical services, despite the highly competitive market, our margin remained at an industry-leading level of 55.1%, flat from the same period last year. For sub-health, as revenue achieved a 50% increase, margin improved considerably as well to 54.5%, up by 6.3 percentage points thanks to the scale effect of rapid revenue growth. Our group's operating expense ratio increased slightly to 34% from 33.7% last year. The main reasons are as follows. Selling expense increased to 190 million from 170 million. Administrative expense increased to 180 million from 170 million, mainly due to higher staff costs associated with expansion. R&D expenditure decreased to 16.3 million from 17.2 million in H1 2023, mainly due to the capitalization of individual R&D project inputs this year, with no change in our long-term digital investment strategy, which continue to grow in absolute terms. Based on the counter-trend expansion of revenue scale and gross profit margins, yet affected by the uncertainty of the national tax rebate policy, we remain a solid profit level, with net profit increasing to 130 million in H1, an increase of 4% and a margin of 11.1%. Meanwhile, based on the advantages of our pre-collection business model, even with the investment in high-end wellness equipment and our investment in Naturate, we have maintained strong cash reserves and a solid financial condition. The group achieved a net cash flow from operations of 220 million in H1 2024. Our cash reserves amounted to 1.57 billion at 30th June, an increase of 100 million year-on-year. In the future, while boosting revenue, our group will actively optimize resource allocation, enhance operational efficiency, reduce costs, so as to further enhance our profitability and core competitiveness. That's what we've been sharing with you this half year, and now let's move on to the Q&A session. Thank you. Let's start the Q&A session. For telephone participants, please press the star key and then press number 1. And for web participants, you can ask in the interactive area of the live broadcast room by text or click on the button to raise your hand and ask questions by audio. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now we see the first question comes from CICC Securities, Xu Zhuonan. Now, please ask your question. Dear leaders from Beauty Farm, I'm Xu Zhuonan from CICC Securities. Congratulations again in H1 against the background. You showed wonderful performance. Now I'd like to ask a Q&A question. Just now, during your introduction, Mr. Lin mentioned that Q&A is our strategic goal and our strategy, a very important strategy. So what's its importance and contribution to our performance? You acquired Naturate in the first half, then what's the progress and have you met any difficulties? Well, thank you. Thank you for your question. It's fair to say that Beauty Farm has been adhering to the internal growth and external expansion strategy, but in different periods, our dual wealth ratio and proportion might differ to a little bit. So starting from last year, we've seen some changes in the beauty industry. And here I'd like to mention some aspects. Firstly, we've seen in the beauty industry, it's entering a consolidation stage. So the large companies start to consolidate the industry. The industry is very large, but the chain ratio is very low. According to Meituan's research, according to the 2023 Beauty Industry Development Report, 89% of the brands only have one store with low risk defense ability. And according to the white paper on beauty industry, the open store rate and closed door rate are very similar, around 30% in China's beauty industry. We can see that the chain brands open more stores year by year, but individual stores, the small scale stores, gradually close, turn down their stores. So overall, generally speaking, we've seen more and more chain stores in the beauty market. That's the trend in the future. And this time, we consider M&A as our group level strategy. There are several reasons in consideration. First, our business model advantages. We provide beauty, wellness, aesthetic, medical, and sub-health services. We can provide comprehensive services. Through M&A, actually, we can create more value for our customers compared with other individual brands. So for other institutions, for other brands, there's just one value, but for us, we can create added value. And in addition, for these M&A members, they usually have good habits of beauty care. So we have a very low education cost compared with the completely new customers. Usually they have a higher loyalty to our brand after the M&A. Number three, we have our mature operation system. We've been in the industry for 30 years and we've conducted M&A for 10 years. So from research to negotiation, transition, and consolidation throughout the whole process, we've established our assessment model. And it has become even more mature during the years past. We've formed our own M&A methodology. We know M&A is important, but consolidation is even more important. We have to help it integrate into our system. Over the past decade, case by case, we've accumulated much experience in consolidation. So we've built our abilities in this process. So we can say that we have the strongest consolidation capability in the industry. And talking about the M&A price, well, we would consider the asset value of the project, and we can show it clearly that our bargaining power has been increasing. For many projects, we can even acquire them at a very low price. So, dear audience investors, if you have any clue, feel free to share with us. And just now, I share with you many of our M&A strategies. And then, to share with you more information on the NaturalRate M&A project. On March the 26th, we announced the acquisition of NaturalRate's core assets. And on August the 27th, now we announced that we will acquire its left stores by way of franchise. So after the acquisition, 150 stores of NaturalRate will be incorporated into our metrics. It's fair to say that it has strengthened our ability in wellness sector. So from March, we start to take over Naturate brand and we've had more understanding of the brand. First, in terms of R&D, we can see that Naturate is trying to build the smart beauty salon sector. It combines the traditional Chinese medicine theories and modern technologies with innovative solutions. It's providing the wellness solutions combined with traditional Chinese medicine together with the modern technologies. It's trying to combine the science and the comfort, providing a comprehensive solution for the customers. It's quite innovative, and we are working towards this direction as well. So we will build it into the number one smart beauty brand in the industry. And after the consolidation, we will continue to improve its operation efficiency to a listed company's level to better adapt to the competitive environment. So far, we've conducted several work items. First, we are optimizing its outlets. Currently, we can see that its margin rate should be further increased. An important reason is that its single store revenue is insufficient. There's room for improvement. So during this time period, we start to gain more knowledge of it, to consider its commercial value and brand value, to provide more comprehensive adjustment solutions to increase single store revenue and the total margin rate. Second, we try to empower Naturate with our aesthetic medical services and sub-health businesses. So with these two businesses, we hope to better integrate Naturate's services, and we've already been docking these services in this sector, showing more added value opportunities. Number three, digital empowerment. We believe that digitalization is a must in the future for competition, and we have our group level strategy, and we have strong operation capabilities. So based on Naturate's condition, we've formed an empowerment roadmap and other milestones. We hope that in H1 2025, we can empower Naturate digitally. And number four, in terms of backend, in terms of the management, the employee training, the system building, and etc., we are enhancing our efforts as well. Over the past 5 months, we can see that their revenue started to stabilize. The team also started to adapt. I believe that in the future, the efficiency will continue to grow. It is a historically non-brand, and it has a history accumulation. And we know that the road forward is not easy. It requires patience and more time for adjustment. And I believe that after this acquisition, it will show its advantage in the sector and increase its efficiency and contributing more to our brand, to our company, to our group. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Lian, for your sharing. Next question goes to Huatai Securities. Sun Danyang, please ask your question. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Good evening. I'm Sun Danyang of Huatai Securities. Just now, you talked about aesthetic medical services. We've seen that in the first half of this year, there was a lot of pressure. What are the reasons behind? Can you share with us more? And in the future, will you change your strategy accordingly? What's more, from the long-term view, how will you adjust it? And what will it be like in the future? Thank you for your question. Well, I believe that you are over-interested in this sector, aesthetic medical services. To share with you my point of view, our understanding of the industry. Yes, this sector has seen higher competition. It is very fierce. I think we all have this similar feeling and judgment. According to the data, we could see that there are more and more institutions. There is a 28% increase in the number of institutions. So we could see that it is very difficult for us to compete, and many companies reduce their price to attract new customers. Every industry has its growth cycle, from the initial stage to growth stage to mature. Well, it's very normal for every industry, and it's inevitable. It is not an exception just for the aesthetic medical industry. Well, the beauty industry has undergone 30 years development, so we have this market awareness. But we still think that the aesthetic medical industry has great opportunities. It's a slow ball market. For Beauty Farm, we will continue our investment to increase our capabilities in this sector. In the future, looking forward, what are the possibilities of this sector? Well, we will continue to provide and see more upstream products on the supply side, so to benefit the consumers more in the future. And also for the aesthetic medical institutions, we are able to procure new products, better products at a lower price. Yeah, the industry might double or triple its valuation in the future. And we could see that the aesthetic medical industries and companies have different market positions. But we are all actually educating the industry, increasing the customer base of the whole sector, developing the habits of our consumers. So for the high end, for the middle end, we have to increase our professional capabilities, our aesthetics understanding to provide good services, quality services for this customer sector. Well, but for some low-end institutions, they might pursue the cost-effectiveness, but they also help educate the market and expand the customer base. So I believe that in the future, the industry may show a different development direction, but the general market valuation will continue to grow. And in H1 2024, our revenue was flat compared with last year of the same period, with 11,000 active members, up 11% worldwide. And their consumption was 23,000 RMB, down by 11%. And looking forward, how about the unit price and the traffic? As I mentioned, because there is this different sectors. As the industry continues to become more mature, the unit price will go down. But meanwhile, against this backdrop, the high-end customer base will still be very solid, and the low-end customer base will be expanded. That's why the unit price goes down. And for Beauty Farm, our position is very clear. We will continue to focus on the mid to high-end customer base. But of course, the industry has been more and more refined. For different layers of customers, we should provide different services, layered services. With our focus on the high-end customer, we will also expand into different layers. In our whole system, we will also provide services for our customer base at the low end, because they will help increase the total number of our users. And we can thus form a better and optimal customer structure.
And finally, I'd like to emphasize our Beauty Farm's business model. We not only have aesthetic medical services, we also have anti-aging, beauty, wellness, and many other businesses. So we provide a one-stop solution for our customers under different scenarios, and they have different pays according to the industry cycle. So over the past 10 years, the aesthetic medical services have undergone rapid growth. We seized great opportunities, and now it accounts for 40% of our total revenue. During the pandemic, the aesthetic services provided good support to our company. We could see in terms of wellness, the anti-aging capabilities, the wellness services are also growing rapidly, and they attract more and more attention of the customers. We also have a very early layout, and we believe we can also seize this opportunity, this faster development period, to ensure that they can become our new growth point. So overall, we have this diverse business structure metrics. So through every will, we are able to guarantee our stable growth, increasing ourselves year by year. So we have very comprehensive service structure in our metrics. That's our foundation for continual growth. Thank you, Mr. Lian, for your sharing. Next question comes from Guohai Securities, Ma Chuanqi. Please ask your question. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Dear management, I'm Ma Chuanqi from Guohai Securities. Congratulations for this acquisition and your growth against the market trend. So we know that CPE has remained our long-term investor. And does it have any intention to exit? Well, CPE started to invest in us in 2013. It has been over 10 years due to the management period of the fund. CPE is now looking for an exit, but CPE promises that first, it will not reduce its shareholding in the market. It will only trade through bulk method. Second, when looking for a counterparty, it will give priority to ensuring the interests of the listed company. And it will choose an investor who is a good fit with the listed company. Of course, during the process, we are willing to cooperate to ensure a smooth exit for our shareholders. Well, for this matter, we will share any updates with you in a timely manner. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you, Director Li. Thank you, Chuan Qi. Next question from Founder Securities, Zhou Xing. Thank you, leaders. I'm Zhou Xing of Founder Securities. Just now, Director Zhou mentioned that this year we showed great growth, including our margin rate, but in terms of the net profit, because of the sales fees and the market trends, well, we see that there was a slight decline. So I'd like to ask the management team, in this condition, under this environment, what is the trend of the change in our gross and net profit levels going forward? And how will you react to the market trend? Thank you for your question. Well, you listen very carefully. Let me answer your question. Indeed, for the first half of this year, we gained a revenue of 1.14 billion. Against the trend, we increased by 10%, and our revenue scale helped increase our efficiency as well. Our margin rate increased by 0.8 percentage points to 47% for the first year. And we're glad to see that our beauty business margin rate increased by 1.6 percentage points, reaching 40% for the first time. Well, aesthetic medical service sector margin rate against the severe competition remained at 55%, and our sub-health also showed a record high margin rate, 54.4%, up 6 percentage points. So they all contributed to our growth in the margin rate. You also mentioned that our net profit was 11.1%, down by 0.6%. There are several reasons. We can do the analysis. We could see that the three costs accounted for 34% of our total revenue, 0.3 percentage points change. The main reason is still the policy changes, leads to the reduction in government subsidy, reducing 0.8% of our revenue. But generally speaking, against this macro economy trend, starting from August, we launched this group to increase our efficiency and reduce costs. So the major strategy surrounds our company's costs in labor, procurement, and rent. These are our three largest cost sources. So first, of course, we'd like to increase our labor efficiency. We know that the service sector is very special. Our labor costs account for a large proportion. That's inevitable. But through the restructuring and the payment adjustment, benchmarking our industry and our excellent stores internally to increase our profits each store. And for our management personnel, we will adjust the payment system to link the management payment with our revenue so that we can increase our cost effectiveness and bring more profits by reducing our labor costs. Second, we will lower our procurement costs. We've set up several goals. First, we will continue to optimize the procurement costs. Well, we see that in the aesthetic market, there is better upstream product supply, and they could bring more benefits for our customers and can help reduce the procurement costs for us because of our large scale. What's more, as we mentioned, we acquired Naturid, and it will give us better bargaining power, negotiation power. Secondly, we will continue to optimize our stock. As you could see from the table, we will continue to optimize our stock to reduce the backlog, to increase its turnover rate, and our health level to control the stock. So we've set up our relevant goals for the second half of the year. The third step is to increase our revenue per square meter. So according to our information about the market and our analysis of our company's revenue per square meter, we've confirmed our goals, our range. We'll communicate with important supermarkets and malls to set up strategic cooperation to achieve win-win results. Step four is related to our investment decisions. As an industry leader, as Mr. Lian just shared, as the macroeconomy is uncertain, we believe with challenges come opportunities. So M&A will become our long-term strategy, and we've already set up in August our investment management committee. So before the investment, in the investment, and post-investment, we will have our organizational support to better build an M&A and consolidation model to promote higher ROI. Second, in H2, based on our lessons from historical data and our assessment of the future businesses with quantitative data to support our operation decision, we will need to better judge for the loss. Should we continue? And what are the new businesses that is worthy of our investment? Well,
to allocate our limited resources to the promising businesses to improve our resource utilization rate. We hope that with the aforementioned efforts and measures in H2 this year, our adjusted net profit margin can increase by 0.5 percentage points against the uncertainty in the government policies and the macroeconomy. That's my answer to your question. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Zhou. Well, over the past few years, we've seen that the company has been enhancing its capabilities in various sectors. We're also accompanying this in the company's future development. Thank you, Zhou Xing. Well, next question comes from Haitong Securities, Li Yibing. Li Yibing, please ask your question. Well, dear leaders, dear management team, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'd like to ask a question related to Women's Special Care Center. We've seen its great performance in H1. It can be estimated that as there is going to be more penetration in the market, you have greater advantages. Well, you have an overlapping clientele in this women market. So I'd like to ask about your future strategy in this sector, in the women's special care center business. Thank you for your question. Just now we mentioned that in terms of anti-aging service for women, our Women's Special Care Center is an important pillar. Indeed, it had a great growth with a 200% increase in its revenue, and the operation indicators are all remarkable. It's fair to say that the women gynecology is a blue ocean market with great potential. In terms of our women's special care centers, they have been established for 4 years, and surrounding our customers' needs, we've created our unique systems. So what are they special for? Well, first, we have a different position. We have a very unique position. Well, there is many differences between our care centers and public hospitals. So we do not focus on the normal diseases. They are the positions of public hospitals, but we focus more on prevention, maintenance, and anti-aging services for the women. The second difference is our professional capabilities. We know that women pay attention to this service, and there are many different institutions in this sector as well. And some aesthetic medical institutions focus more on the appearance, providing the appearance services, appearance improvement. And there are also some non-medical institutions. But for Beauty Farm, well, we are based on the clinical trials, the clinical medicine. In gynecology, we have 20 plus medium level above gynecologist doctors with 55% high level with an average working years, 27 years, and the grade 3 level doctors account for 80%. So they are very professional in this sector. And certainly, as our beauty farm has the majority clientele of women, so naturally we have this channel advantage, the private domain advantage. This market, this sector is very special. It's still in the early education period, and usually the customers feel it hard to express their needs. But because of our advantages in the business model, we have deep insights into their needs, their demands. Compared with other institutions, we have advantages to access them, to know their needs. So you see, we have our differentiated position and our professional capabilities and our strong channel
capabilities. They have become our important pillars, important foundation in this sector, and we have confidence that we can see the market opportunities and to grow with our customers.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lian, for your answer. Because of time limit, that's all for our sharing today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any other questions, feel free to contact the investor relations team of Beauty Farm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The meeting has ended.